Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Wall Street opens Friday morning after a record-setting Thursday.
Looks like there is some breaking news, so we will pause.
I think
we touched it.
We did it.
It is official. Dow 40K. Almost 4 years after Dow 30K.
CNBC's Carl Quintanilla and Leslie Picker, the major averages all hit intraday record highs Thursday. There might have been some profit taking. Major averages all finished in the red. The Dow down 38 points, pulling back from 40,000. The S&P 500 index was down 11 points. The NASDAQ down 44 points. Companies whose shares hit fresh all-time highs on Thursday include Google parent Alphabet, Costco, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Procter & Gamble, Royal Caribbean, Chubb, the insurance company that Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has quietly been investing in, and Walmart on strong quarterly results. It's winning over higher-income shoppers who just don't want to spend more on the same thing elsewhere.
The prices there are really like Eddie, you know, crazy. Yeah, they're insane. You can't believe aisle after aisle the bargains in Walmart. French bread down $1. Prices down for private brand soda. Big prices down for frozen pot pies. These are just examples. Boneless, skinless chicken. They are the inflation fighter.
CNBC Mad Money host Jim Cramer. Airlines and airports bracing for a record Memorial Day weekend of travel just a week away.
It's not just Memorial Day that will be the busiest ever. This summer will be the busiest ever for the U.S. airports in terms of the number of people who are going through the airports. In fact, the TSA says it'll be an increase of 8 to 10% compared to the number of people who were flying last year. Starts next Friday. Friday before Memorial Day with a bang, 2.9 million passengers are expected.
CNBC's Phil LeBeau. Netflix will show two live NFL games on Christmas Day this year, and at least one in 25 and one in 2026. It has a lot to do with trying to get the world to get into football. The NFL announced games next season in England, Brazil, and Germany.
This is really the first deal that we have done that is truly global in nature. So these games will be distributed in every country that Netflix is in, which is about 190 countries.
The NFL's chief media and business officer, Brian Rolapp, on CNBC. The House of Representatives passed the Ticket Act Thursday. It's going to force concert and event ticket sellers to disclose all their fees up front. Right now, on lots of sites, a buyer has to hit a button on the website to show all the fees. On Friday's watch list, no big earnings or economic reports. We find out the results of the UAW union vote among workers at two Mercedes-Benz plants in Alabama. Boeing holds its annual shareholders meeting. New in theaters, Paramount's If, Lionsgate's horror film, The Strangers, and Focus Features' Amy Winehouse biopic, Back to Black. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Squawk Box, weekday 6 a.m. Eastern on CNBC and streaming live on Peacock.